We're going to start the program trying to bring some understanding to the very emotional and divisive events of the past couple of days. In a few minutes, we'll speak with two individuals who've given a lot of thought to how the country gets beyond the tribalism they see at the heart of so many conflicts in the country at the moment. But first, one more word about the fault lines and how people have been trying to navigate them at a place you might not expect, a church, specifically the Shrine of the Most Blessed Sacrament here in Washington, D.C. That's where the newly sworn-in Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh worships with his family. Washington Post religion reporter Michelle Borstein found that parishioners there have been having some painful conversations in recent days, and she's here to tell us more. Michelle, thanks so much for joining us.
Sure.
How do people see church there?
I think Blessed Sacrament is typical of a lot of Catholic churches in that it doesn't make political positions kind of central. I mean, there is a Blessed Sacrament, like smaller groups where you have people who are a little bit more like-minded, who might be completely focused on dealing with immigration or the Muslim ban or LGBT rights. But when they all get together, I think people who go to Blessed Sacrament love the fact that they have different types of people of different political persuasions. You know, it's an escape for a lot of people, a break from, you know, the intense politicking, but right now it's landed right in the middle of their parish.
What do you think is the larger message here about how they dealt with it?
So the backdrop of this is a time of national crisis in the Catholic Church because of the clergy sex abuse issue. But a couple of the major players of that are in Washington. I mean, the Catholic Church just went through this summer having the first cardinal in America ever to resign. That was Cardinal McCarrick, who was a popular leader here in Washington until just a few years ago. The person who succeeded him, Cardinal Donald Wuerl, has been named pretty prominently in a critical grand jury report in Pennsylvania. There's a lot of distrust, including at Blessed Sacrament. One of the priests actually spoke out and called for Cardinal Wuerl to step down. Historically, they've managed to stay together. I mean, it's a very large, healthy parish. They have 3,400 households. They have programming, a school. They have a huge program going on right now to try to talk about the abuse crisis. So they have a lot of things to keep people from bailing. But you have a lot of Catholics who are just, that's not where they're finding moral leadership anymore, and then people who just kind of stop going.
You mentioned in your piece that the priest there hasn't been addressing the elephant in the room directly. And right. I wonder, how is that going over? How did people feel about that?
My sense is that people who hear homilies or sermons in Catholic churches are accustomed to hearing the news avoided more than maybe people who go to Protestant churches, evangelical churches, Baptist churches, synagogues, etc. And in the story, we mentioned that people were reading into some of the homilies, like the pastor had given a homily last week about privilege. And a couple of people I talked to said they took some comfort in that because they felt that he was indirectly trying to address like a warning to the community about privilege. But then when I talked to the priest, he said, no, that's not really what I meant. Basically, the way that they've addressed it is by avoiding it. But I think it'll be hard for them going forward.
That's Michelle Borstein. She's a religion reporter with The Washington Post. Michelle, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you.